Ron Nessus here, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron, I'm curious of your membership, the folks that generate a lot of tax dollars in North Dakota by bringing a lot of oil out of the ground, what they make of yesterday's decision.
Well, thanks, Scott. Yesterday's decision, I think, is another positive step. You keep the pipeline operating. Obviously, there were some language in there that would cause some consternation from that judge talking about, this pipeline may or may not have a valid permit. Well, the reality is that company followed the letter of the law. The Corps of Engineers underneath the Obama administration approved that project and it moved forward. And this is a very scary thing for anybody that builds anything when you can go back and say that it wasn't done properly and that the project should be stopped, the office building should be emptied, the bridge should be cleared, the pipeline should be emptied. And let's remember the previous caller's discussion. This pipeline is not on the reservation. This is a through an existing field in a pipeline corridor which has a power line and an existing pipeline in it since the 1980s. This is not a greenfield project. The environmental analysis that was done is probably one of the most extensive done on any EA. And also, Scott, this pipeline runs underneath the Missouri River west of Williston, North Dakota, which is just adjacent to the water intake for the city of Williston and all of western North Dakota. So I think we have to recognize what this whole thing is, and it is becoming a legal battle. And I saw in the news yesterday 100 coal plants across the United States have been shut down since 2011. This is a big-time effort to shut down fossil fuels in this country, and they're attacking the ability to get our commodities to market via pipelines and through any means possible. And this is funded by big money, just like things like Measure 3 are on your ballot this year. Check that out. That is East Coast big money trying to limit what we here in North Dakota do and how we make a living.
Yeah, very well said. A few seconds left here. I'm curious, do you believe, at least with the certainty of the pipeline operating till the end of the year, that it's going to help for this year and drilling?
Yes, Scott. I believe that it will allow wells to come back online that I think were put on hold after the July 4th holiday. Operators now have some confidence that they'll be able to put those wells back online. I hope this thing is shelved quickly and we move forward. And remember, this pipeline is about to expand from 570,000 barrels a day 1.2 million barrels a day as soon as a permit from the state of Illinois is provided. So we hope this thing not only gets back online, but it's doubled down soon.
Yeah, no
critically
kidding.
Important to the investment in the Bakken.
Wow. All right. Very good information. Ron Ness, by the way, my guest host tomorrow, so you'll hear more about that.